We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Chef Peter Woolsey from Bistro La Minette at 623 South 6th Street in Queen Village. And we're talking about the Mondeur cheese dinner that's taking place at the restaurant the month of November. Now, Peter, I don't usually do stories on like a menu, but this seems really unique. What made you decide to do a dinner around a wheel of cheese?
I guess it all comes back to, I'm married to a French woman who's from a part of France called Jura, which is just the east of Burgundy. And this just harkens back to dinners I've had with my in-laws, my sister-in-laws, parents-in-law, and really, it's a great family experience. And part of what we like doing at Bistro is bringing these pieces of French culture that are just not available in the U.S. to the U.S. And so, obviously, the hardest part was finding the cheese, which is very specific. But it's such a cool thing. I mean, so it's like a derivative of fondue. Basically, it's you take this whole wheel of cheese, scoop out a little bit in the center, pour in some white wine, and throw it in the oven until it's like this golden, molten, creamy fondue. And it just gets spooned, like just ladled, smothering potatoes and Marteau sausage, which is, you know, a very specific type of sausage, which we actually had made by La Divisa Meats in the Reading Terminal, which Nick McCree did for us. And he even smoked it with juniper branches, you know, the classic way, as we're supposed to.
That all goes in the cheese.
Well, that's not in the cheese.
So
it's not dipping so much as the cheese is served in the center of the table, and then there's all these garnishes, and you put the garnishes on your plate, and then you spoon the cheese onto the garnishes on your plate, and then you eat like that. So there's not a communal dipping like fondue, but it's still a community event. You know, you're still pulling the cheese from the same spot, and you're all eating the same thing. It's pretty awesome.
I'm picturing in my head, I'm not familiar with this cheese, I'm picturing in my head like a giant wheel of brie.
Okay, well, not that big around, but it's much thicker than brie. It's about 2 to 3 times as thick as brie is. And I'd say that the size of it, it's about 5 inches across. So it's a generous amount of cheese. And because of the size of the wheel, this menu, we're only selling it for groups of 4. Well, not really. I mean, you can come as 5, you can come as 3, but it's $160 no matter what. You know, and it really depends on whether you have big appetites or not so much. But the meal's constructed for 4 people.
You gotta love cheese.
Yes.
Cheese is a big part of the culture of France.
Yes.
Tell me about bringing, like, you decided to do this because it reminded you of your family dinners?
Well,
in-laws.
Bizarrely, I have, you know, stumbled upon this very French life. You know, I'm from West Philly, and I went to culinary school in France. I'm not a Francophile. Currently, I am a Francophone. So I speak the language, but,
Is that like a phony French person?
No, but it's, you know, it's just someone who speaks the language. And I'm really just interested in, I get to see the depths of France. You know, I go there a lot. I'm there at least once a year for at least 2 weeks. I live there for 2.5 years. I spend extensive vacations with family and friends out there. So I get to see a lot of things the average tourist hasn't seen before and experience things in a way that the average, even someone who's married to a French woman, might not even get to France every year. But I do every single year, year in, year out. And, you know, you really start to pick up on things that are really individual and different than you can find here in the States. And already my desire with Bistro La Minette was to have a very classic restaurant without any of the big hits of, you know, we've never served French onion soup and we've never served steak frites in the restaurant. But now I really want to, you know, introduce this amazing stuff to my fellow Philadelphians.
So what do you want Philadelphians to learn about France's cheese culture?
I mean, there isn't so much about what I want them to learn. It's more like what I want them to taste. I mean, France's cheese culture is extensive, to say the least. I think there's more cheeses coming out of France than any other country in the world. And quite simply, a lot of it's based on the fact that geologically, they're just in the right spot. You know, they're at the right latitude, and their country is built for food. And so they have the pastures that the cows are eating the grass, and they're getting this, like, really rich milk, and they even have natural caves that make Roquefort. You know, I mean, it's just such a part of the country that it's something I would really love to share here. I just wish it was financially more accessible. The prices of, you know, the Mondor here in America is 5 times the price that they sell it at in France. And, you know, that's kind of how it is across the board when it comes to not only the cheese, but also the wine. There's, you know, a great disparity in pricing. So the access of the average citizen in France to these sort of delicacies is easy, to say the least. Whereas, obviously, I'm charging $160 for 4 people, and there's a reason, because that wheel of cheese cost me $40. It's not cheap.
How much would this dinner cost in France?
Here's the other thing is I've never seen a restaurant that would serve this. This is really home-style meal. If anything, a restaurant might do what I'm doing, which is to have an event and one night or several nights of Mondor, and you can sign up and join. But in general, this is not something you can even get in a restaurant in France. But even if I was, maybe I'd pay 20 to 25 euros a head, you know, instead of
that's
the $40.
That's pretty comparable, though. 25 euros, $40, that's kind of comparable.
Well, you don't pay tip, and the tax is included, and the euro is at $1.11 now, or $1.12.
Is it? Yeah, I thought it was more.
It's gone down significantly in the last couple of years.
Okay.
It was 87 cents when I lived in France, the euro. So
that's crazy. That is crazy. So this is something that people do in their homes, the Mondor. It sounds like it's like a Sunday dinner with the family.
Yeah. I mean, it's an eventful dinner. And the French have a lot of versions of these. In my family, we do fondue, of course. We do raclette, which is also another cheese dinner, which is also over potatoes with a different type of cheese named raclette. There really are a bunch of styles. Like, you know, in Bistro La Minette last March, we did tartiflette. And tartiflette is reblochon melted over potatoes cooked with onions and bacon. And reblochon cheese is this very pungent, you know. And we did a very similar sort of event, a group of 4 people. They get a wheel of reblochon cheese, a vin de Savoie that's poured into the tartiflette, and they get to drink the rest of the bottle of wine.
What goes with Mondor?
Mondor? Well, to make it more of an event, this is actually a 4-course meal. We're featuring 3 things from Jura, you know, and so Jura, being where my wife is from, is, you know, we're doing both a salad and a soup from Jura, as well as a dessert, a cake. So it's like an all-out experience, and you will not be disappointed.
Go ahead and give me the rundown of the menu.
Okay, so
all the courses, what's involved.
So we're starting with a salad, which is the salad jurassienne, which is a bunch of bitter and soft lettuces that we then serve with comté cheese, which is a French gruyere, and also bacon. Then it's topped with a jurassienne vinaigrette, which has some vin jaune in it, which is translates to yellow wine. It's this really funky, just related to Jura wine, which in fact, once upon a time, was the most expensive wine ever sold at an auction. I think they sold one for $40,000 that was over 100 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. And the group that bought it drank it. So
wow.
The second dish is a potage jurassienne, which is, you know, it's like a cabbage soup with ham hocks and it's potatoes and leeks. In my wife's family, we call this a plat pauvre, which is a poor man's plate. But it's basically a bunch of vegetables and smoked sausage cooked together. And then we leave it for 24 hours to let all the flavors marinate. And I can't tell you how awesome it is. And then we finish with the gâteau jurassienne, which is an almond and cocoa and caramel tart cake and a little vanilla ice cream. You know, all of this with the cheese in the center, of course, is pretty fantastic dinner.
It's very decadent.
Yes.
Cheese and dessert and everything.
Yes.
Wine, and you can order.
You can order. We'll have some wines from the region available, but we always have our regular wine list. And, you know, we do full bottles of wine by the pitcher for $23 in the restaurant. So we always have options for everyone.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What do you want people to get out of this dinner?
My goal as a chef, you know, there are a lot of chefs that have different goals. You know, some of the high-end chefs are really into whimsy. They like having you put something in your mouth and it kind of excites and makes you giggle. My goal has always been soul. And really what I want is I want people to eat this dish and say, oh my God, how have I been missing this my entire life? What like that it fills a hole they didn't even know they had in them. You know, that's really the goal.
This is like a French soul food dinner.
Exactly.
So tell me the details. When can you get it? How do you order it?
So
when is it available?
This is available all of November, from November 1st to November 30th. To get a reservation, you need to call in advance and have a reserve a table of four to make sure that on your reservation, you let us know that you're coming in for the cheese dinner and leave the rest to us.
Is the regular menu also available?
Absolutely. And, you know, we can always accommodate a vegetarian.
Do you have a website where we can get more information?
Yes, you can visit bistrolaminette.com. Bistro spelled with a T on the end, B-I-S-T-R-O-T. And we'll have the information up on our website in our events section.
And if you want to make a reservation, you can call the restaurant at...
Yes, 215-925-8000.
Chef Peter Woolsey, thank you so much. He is the chef owner at Bistro La Minette, 623 South 6th Street in Queen Village. And the month of November is Mondor Cheese Dinner Month. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.